Fighters, today I want to introduce you to Job Tread. If you don't know who they are, they're one of our sponsors at Mile High Profit Summit, and Eric Fortenberry is their founder, CEO. He is my guest here today, and we talk about some of the cool benefits of Job Tread. You know, sales and estimating, running jobs, collecting money, all those good things. I can't say enough good about these guys. The hands down, 100% of the time that I ask our community, hey, if what CRM do you guys like the most? They say Job Tread. And every time I ask somebody who's younger using it, hey, I heard you're using Job Tread. How do you like it? 100% of the time, they love it. So hit the link in the show notes. If you're at Mile High Profit Summit, come say hi to Eric and his team. Appreciate you guys being part of the fight. And here's my interview with Eric. Eric, welcome back to the Contractor Fight Podcast. What's up, buddy?
Thanks, Tom. Happy to be here. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you.
Yeah.
So we are, 70 days or so, something like that. Is it 70 days? Not even. About 70 days from Mile High Profit Summit. Last year, it's the first time we did Profit Summit. You were one of the sponsors. It was great to have you there, and you decided to come back.
Absolutely.
So before we get into you, because the bulk of this is going to be about you. But one of the things that's cool about you guys is you guys do a ton of events.
Yep.
Like you go to a ton of events, you sponsor a lot of events, you know, whatever, right? You get the point. I'm curious, and I don't know the answer to this. So this is one of those things like an attorney, and you should never ask a question you don't already know the answer to. This could totally backfire. And if it does, it does. It is what it is, right? We're real here. But I'm curious, how is Mile High different than events you see throughout the construction industry?
Oh man, Mile High is in a whole nother league of its own. I mean, I'd say the difference between your event and pretty much every other event I've ever gone to is just like the audience and the attendees are extremely fired up. You know, they've got a lot of really, just kind of motivational sessions and content to really help them get their mind right, you know, think about how they can improve their business. And so, you know, obviously with Job Tread, you know, we're a solution that they can implement for their business to help them grow and scale it. And so, you know, in between those sessions, even though there's you know, kind of limited time, when they come out, like they're just really excited, really open-minded. And I mean, it's still one of our top producing conferences for us. This last Mile High, we had over 30 something people signed up at the show, which at the time was record breaking for us. I think we've only had one or two since then that have beaten it. And, you know, one of them was the International Builder Show with, you know, 75,000 attendees. So, you know, to have such a high conversion rate at your conference, I mean, it's a testament to the program you guys are putting together, you know, really, hits the spot for your attendees and, you know, meeting their needs. And so it was a no brainer for us to come back. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. And that's one of the things we've been most proud of is the engagement level of the fight community is pretty high, even though we're smaller in number worldwide compared to other events and things like that. But
yeah, but it's high quality is the thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's very tailored and the people that are there are, you know, they share a lot of commonalities. It's not just a crapshoot of a bunch of different types of people from everywhere. It's, you know, people that are in the same boat, you know, trying to, you know, grind the same, you know, path that they're going on so they can really relate to each other. And I think that's what really helps create that connection for them. And I'd say it's a more meaningful, impactful event than most of the other events that I go to.
Well, good stuff, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, working out well.
So, so you got a lot of things going on. One of which is, the biggest of which is this thing called Job Tread.
Yep.
So let's start with what it is, just to start with that, and then give us a little bit about why you started it, how you got here, what that journey looked like, man.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Job Tread, it's a construction management system, you know, software that any, you know, jobs based business, whether you're, you know, a home builder or a remodeler or a deck builder or pool builder, you know, if you're running construction jobs, you know, we can help you with, you know, CRM, managing all your leads through to your customers, you know, budgeting out your jobs. You know, the goal is to help you run a more profitable business, you know, by making sure that each job that you take on is priced correctly so that you're going to hit your target profit margins, and then you can execute on those profit margins, you know, and essentially deliver that profit that you set out to do. You know, everything from kind of sending out your estimates and proposals to change orders to, you know, managing the job costing throughout, and then invoicing, collections, you know, scheduling, organizing all your photos, files, things like that. And then we integrate with your, you know, with QuickBooks Online, QuickBooks Desktop, you know, basically kind of take it all the way through to the accounting system. So that's the, you know, kind of at the highest level, you know, it's a construction management system for contractors. I got into it. So JobTreads, it was actually my second software company. I built and sold my first one in 2015. We sold software to higher education, took it to about 650 universities in 13 countries, had over 20 million users on our site when we got acquired by a private equity firm. And it was after that that I was, I mean, honestly, I was kind of getting a little bored. I'm a natural, driven entrepreneur. I can't sit home and do nothing. Like, I'm, you know, chomping at the bit to get working on my next thing. And a buddy of mine who is running a general contracting firm, he was struggling to scale his business, you know, basically hitting that 5 million, you know, kind of glass ceiling, just couldn't figure out how to get over it. And so he ended up reaching out and just like, hey man, can you come out and, you know, help me figure out how to scale this thing? Like, just maybe come over, kind of just, you know, serve as a consultant or whatever. He's like, yeah, sure. I'll come out there and kind of take a look. And, you know, like literally the very first day I walked in, like I could tell, like, man, they got the guys were coming in from the field. They had papers, they're putting them into a folder, and that folder got transferred over here, you know, and given to the project manager, who then approved it and then handed it to someone else who typed it into a Google sheet, who then someone else typed it into another, you know, into QuickBooks. And it was just like, I found one place with like quadruple data entry, and my mind almost exploded. Like, I'm like OCD efficiency, like processes, you know, you gotta have that in place. And you know, I was just like, man, like it's very clear. Y'all just need some software to help improve your processes. And so I went and I did a deep dive into the existing software out there. I mean, I looked at everything from Procore to BuilderTrain, CoConstruct, like the list goes on and on. There's a ton of different, you know, software out there. But at the end of my exercise, like, I struggled to make a recommendation for them. And you know, my key takeaways was it was either, you know, super expensive, or it was looked like it was just really antiquated software. Like, you know, I'm a software guy, like, you know, to see kind of just like really old, you know, antiquated UIs, you know, real cumbersome, clunky, thought I was going to need like a full-time person just to implement it. And so I struggled to make a recommendation for them. And, you know, they were just like, well, you're a software guy, can't you just build us something? I was like, well, I don't want to create another one-off solution. And they kept pushing me. And so basically I was like, look, you know, here, my conditions are, I take over CEO, I give you 1 year, and everything I build is my intellectual property. So if this has, you know, the makings for my next software company, then I gave myself the opportunity to go do that. And, you know, long story short, though, we basically built out the first version of this while I was running the GC. And, you know, we first started focusing on the estimating and then the budgeting, you know, going through, you know, kind of the purchasing, the scheduling, all of that. But we grew them from 5 to 8 million in sales that year, and I increased their gross profit by 43%. But we were able to, when I first stepped in, we ran about 10 to 15 concurrent jobs. When I stepped out 1 year later, we were running 70 to 80 concurrent jobs, and, you know, really didn't hire many more people at all. It was just, we became way more efficient. We analyzed our data. We learned our numbers. You know, it's all the things that you've been preaching in the contractor fight group. Like, that was exactly what we needed to go through. And then we were able to systematize it to essentially, you know, make that, you know, repeatable. And we could have our salespeople consistently, you know, estimating the jobs correctly, and then have our project managers go and operate on them. And, you know, we grew the business, and we kind of broke through that glass ceiling. And the end of that year, though, I was like, all right, well, this is way too good to leave sitting here with y'all. And so I had recruited some of my developers from my last software company. And, you know, we formed JobTread in 2019, and spent the next couple of years building it. And then we started selling it in last year, 2021. I learned all about starting a business in the middle of a pandemic. It sure was, you know, I underestimated how challenging it would be. But we had over 200 active customers at the end of last year. This year, we just broke through 500 active customers. So our goal for the year is to get to 1,000. So we're definitely growing really quick, and you know, it seems to be resonating really well with the market. Just tons of success stories. You know, it really is awesome to be able to see, you know, contractors coming in struggling to grow their businesses and to make a profit and to earn what they deserve. And, you know, to see them be able to just so quickly turn it around is, you know, it's an awesome thing to see.
Fighters, we are at it again. The Mile High Profit Summit is back. We're going to be at the Westin Westminster outside of Denver, September 14th through 16th, 2022. This thing sold out in a hurry last year when we had it in 2021. And so grab your ticket. We had to get a bigger venue. You have the opportunity to join about 450 to 500 other contractors from all over the place that are coming in, and they're going to level up their game and get better. So we are super excited about the lineup that we have for you. Head to thecontractorfight.com and check out the hottest event in the construction industry in 2022. I hear nothing but good stuff about you guys, because any of our sponsors, I'm always, got my ear to the ground, or our team does. And, you see it online too. Like somebody's like, oh, I need a CRM for this or that. And people will tag you. And then under that, it'll be like five or six people going, yeah, these guys are the bomb and this and that. So I have your website up. I'm looking this. I'm not going to go over everything on here, but you talk about managing your sales pipeline and job operations and finances, cash flow, kind of all your big buckets here within the features, right? If we're going to talk sexy features, business intelligence, like dashboards and all that cool stuff. Out of all the features that you have, and let me just give them a few here, like you got a CRM and budgeting and templates and cost catalogs and contracts, and you got purchase orders and daily logs and time tracking and photos and tasks and blah, 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 change orders, collecting payments, I can go on and on and on here. Like you've pretty much nailed it. Which one or two of your features do you think you're most proud of?
Ooh, that's a good question. The first one I'm going to go with, it just immediately comes to mind, so we're going to run with it, is the ability for the customers to make selections. So, and I think it was one of the Contractor Fight Group members. He posted that his first three proposals that he sent out through JobTread, he added some additional, they're just optional upgrades where the customer can select if they wanted to add to it. He literally upsold the customer without even selling them. Didn't even mention these options. He upsold them $18,000 on those first three orders and said he just paid for his JobTread for the next 12 and a half years. So I think that was...
he sent everything over to sign, and it kind of like Amazon, like people also buy. And they're like, oh, what's that? And they clicked it and added it. Is that how it happened?
So it's like you can essentially, instead of having, let's say you send out a proposal, it's got, hey, here's, maybe we're, building a pool, right? And we got the base pool and all that stuff. But do you want to add a heater? Do you want to add, do you want some extra, rails in there? Do you want, some bubblers in there? Just kind of making some additional optional upgrades, that they can do.
Love that.
It's just no pressure. Just, hey, by the way, I can do also, X, Y, and Z while we're out there. Would you like us to take care of that too? And the customer gets to see at the very bottom the budget, so what will this cost them total? And if their budget is bigger than you might have realized, and you give them some additional, products that they can add on, then by all means, why wouldn't you?
I love it. I love it. So that's one feature. What else? That was the first one that came to mind. Anything else that you're this is pretty freaking cool here.
I would say, really the budget and our approach, I learned this out of experience, it's so important that you build your budget for any job. If you don't know what the job is going to cost you, then there's no way you can accurately price that job. And so our approach is, budget first, figure out all of your costs. Now, the cool thing is the catalog. So maybe that's another, favorite feature, but you can literally...
For those of you that can't see Eric right now, I'm just laughing because he's totally going geek mode on us right now. He's getting all excited and his face, he's got a big smile on his face. I'm fucking with you, but this is great because this is your sweet spot. This is why you do what you do, man.
I love what I do.
Yeah, I love watching your body language here because I'm you're and the job catalog and blah, blah, blah. Guys, this is why... As far as long as I've known you, just in the last year, but I continue to see you get better because you're not satisfied. You're not complacent. You listen to the feedback of your users and things like that. So anyway, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I mean, and at the crux of it, and I think this is, I've literally heard this my whole life. I'm extremely passionate about what I do. I tell people I haven't worked a day in my life because every single day, I wake up and I'm so excited to go and conquer the world. And having that passion that you got to love what you're doing. And when you find yourself in that right position, it makes work, quote unquote, just super easy because it's what you want to do. It's what you love. And I love software. I love building things. I love helping others. It's just the perfect combination of everything. But yeah, so like this budget tool, right? Like when you can pull from your catalog of all your existing cost items, you have all your budget templates, it just makes it so quick and easy to very efficiently build those out. And then you can tweak it, right? Do your takeoff, update your quantities, you know, but at the end of the day, we're automatically calculating the price based on your target profit margin, you know, and I learned this from the GC. Like we had two guys, you know, two camps of salespeople estimators, you know, some of them were always, you know, pretty good, plus or minus maybe 5-10% GP. The others though were just always way under. And it took me forever to figure out that they were using markup to calculate their price, even though we were targeting a 30% gross profit margin, which I know is, you know, under what, you know, the 50% that y'all preach, but we're commercial, you know, targeting, you know, kind of lot, much larger deals. But like, it just was so apparent, like they were literally shooting themselves in the foot right out the gate. A 30% markup is only going to get you a 23% profit margin. And so like, you know, that was one thing is like, look, put away your calculators, guys, we'll automatically calculate your price, but you still need to input the correct cost. Figure out what is going to go into this job. And by having those templates built out, it makes sure that you don't forget anything. It's a lot easier to remove something that you don't need than to potentially not see it and forget it. And so we make it really easy, you know, and very quick for you to build out a budget, you know, add to it, modify it, figure out your numbers, and then the price is there. And then you can just send that off, you know, and then after you win that job, after the customer does the e-signature, signs off, makes their selections, then you have an approved budget. And you have an approved price, and you can now run that job, go, you know, send the deposit, collect, you know, send all your invoices against that approved price. And then you do all your job costing against your budget. And again, assuming everything goes smoothly, you will hit your target profit margin. It's that simple, but having an organized budgeting tool is so important. And that's why our approach was, you know, we took the financial approach first. I wanted to solve the financial aspect of managing construction jobs. You know, almost every other system out there, you know, came from the project management side first, you know, the scheduling and the to-dos and tasks and all that. Like, you know, we wanted to tackle the hardest part, which was the financial aspects of a job. And I guess that's probably why that's my next favorite feature.
I love that, man. I love that. So before we get out of here and you tell everybody where to find you, I want to ask you this. You go to all these shows, you trade shows and stuff. You talk to so many contractors. Every time I've seen you at a show, your booth is like full of people. There's a bunch of people around the booth, like way more than the other people that do what you do. I'll just say it. With just the probably thousands of conversations you've had over the past couple of years at these events and stuff and talking to contractors, what do you think is the number one or one of the number, I know I'm putting you on the spot, one of the top roadblocks or obstacles from a contractor really getting a system like this and using it? So that's like, it's only good if you use it, right?
Yeah.
And when I talk to people, I'm like, do you have a CRM? And they're like, yeah, but you know, I don't really use it. I hear that a lot. So I'm just curious, what's some low hanging fruit somebody can, maybe you can give somebody something that'll give them a mind shift right now, if they're not all in with something, a tool like this.
I mean, I think you've already alluded to it there. I mean, it's a mindset. You know, you need to, if you're going to purchase something, anything, you know, be committed to implementing it, you know, devote the time to learn it and to get it set up. You know, otherwise you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you're wasting the company's money and time, you know, so it's about being committed to it. But, you know, it's also tap into the resources that are available to you. You know, I mean, at JobTread, we have an entire customer success team. You know, we've got a very large help desk, video library. We provide online training, courses, you know, webinars, like, you know, spend the time to learn it, because, you know, if you take that time up front, it's going to pay dividends in the future as you're running jobs and as you're scaling your business. Like, it's like building, you know, a second story on a house that you didn't finish the foundation for. You got to set yourself up for success, and you have to have a well-oiled machine before you go and scale the business. And so, you know, I think making sure that, you know, you're on board, you know, bringing all of the decision makers, all the constituents to the table in making this decision can be a huge, you know, advantage too, because now you can get more people's buy-in instead of, you know, nobody wants to show up to work and be like, all right, you know, now I'm being told to use this thing instead of that thing, you know, or you're just flipping their process. But if you involve them in the decision-making process, involve them in, you know, the implementation and the setup, and, you know, help others take ownership in this, you know, it's going to lead to a much, you know, quicker adoption, and, you know, a lot faster to, you know, kind of get it implemented. And, you know, but it does. I mean, you know, I'd be lying if I said it didn't, you know, take some time and some effort and some focus, but by doing it, man, like I got to tell you, like the 500 customers that we've got on here, I mean, I'm watching their businesses explode. I'm watching them be able to grow, you know, their gross profits on every job, being able to turn down jobs that don't make sense anymore. Like it's just going to drastically help you in the long run. And so, you know, taking the time to get it implemented is definitely something that I highly recommend. And, you know, again, like I said, our team is here to help. I mean, we've implemented this for hundreds of contractors. I mean, all different types of businesses, you know, are on here using it. And so tap into our team, you know, learn from us. I mean, we got templates, we got best practices. Like, you know, there's no reason that, you know, that you wouldn't stop to take the time to look at a tool, especially something as cheap and affordable as JobTrad. I mean, it's $149 a month, you know, plus $20 per user per month. Like, at the end of the day, if I can help you, you know, save, you know, from losing your ass on one single line item, this will pay for its thing, you know, pay for itself, you know, 100x. It's just a no-brainer, really. But, you know, it does take making that commitment. You know, all software is not scary. It's you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that is, you know, pretty antiquated. But again, we believe JobTrad is really easy to use. You know, it's a real intuitive interface. You got a great support community around it. I mean, I think in the contractor fight group, last time I checked, we got over 150, you know, members out there that, you know, just in your one group that, you know, can support each other. And it's so awesome seeing everyone kind of chime in and sharing best practices and ideas. And like, it's helping all of us grow and improve the product. So, you know, it's a cool thing to see the community, you know, really forming around it.
So yeah, since you brought up community, you segued immediately. Like, it was funny, you segued to where I was going to wrap up with. You've talked about having a user conference at some point. What's up with that, man? Fill me in. You're on the spot, because I know you talked about it in the past, and here I am on a podcast going, hey, what's the deal with that? And yeah, I have no idea.
So. Yep. So January 11th through the 13th here in Dallas, Texas, we're going to have our inaugural JobTrad Connect user conference. So, you know, basically we'll have, you know, it's kind of 3 days, you know, jam packed with, you know, kind of trainings, you know, just best practices. You know, our goal is to connect, you know, if you're a remodeler, we want to connect you with other remodelers. If you're, you know, a home builder or pool builder or deck builder, you know, whatever you're doing, we want to help get you connected with other people in, you know, similar industries who, you know, you guys can share best practices, learn from each other. You know, we can also provide a lot of, you know, very kind of, you know, pointed training on if you want to learn how to better estimate, or, you know, job costing, or, you know, integrating with your accounting system, whatever it may be. You know, we'll have several different kind of learning tracks that you can participate in. And then, you know, every night, I mean, we got tons of events. We're going to have a big event here at our office. We've got a bowling, you know, billiards one night, and then we'll do another one at a bar. So we got a lot of really great places right around our office. So yeah, we did this same thing at my last software company. It was a huge success. You know, we had people traveling from all over the world to come out to the event. And you know, we'll also have sponsors out there, you know, kind of very, very similar to how you guys do it, where, you know, again, we want to help, you know, people find other great businesses that can help support their growth and help take them to the next level. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity to connect people. And you know, hopefully we have a blast this inaugural year. I think it should be pretty good there.
Awesome, buddy. Well, that'll be awesome. And guys, get your butt to Mile High. Check out what we got going. Talk to Eric and his JobTrad team. I know you can also just go to jobtrad.com. I think we have a link that redirects you. It's like the contractorfight.com/JobTrad or something like that. But I don't know. I'll put it in the show notes, but I'm not that prepared, man. See, I'm not like you. So, you know, I just tell people to go check out JobTrad and tell them the fight sent you. But guys, you need the right tools, right? To build shit and to make money. This is one of those making money tools, helps you with efficiencies and all those things. Dude, I can tell you, like, I think back to my first taste of a software like this was in the early 2000s when things were very different. And you guys have created a platform that's pretty much all the things that I was like, I wish somebody would make one of these, right? And my biggest complaint about most softwares, and I think you touched on this earlier, you talk about how they start with the scheduling and the production side, and you guys have started with the money side, man, and making money in sales and the right margins and things like that. And that's one of the things I felt has been missing.
Yep.
Because none of the production happens without the right money coming in. So and enough leads and those things. So
what's the point in scheduling an unprofitable job? You shouldn't. Don't.
100%.
Yeah.
So, well, dude, where else do you want people to connect with you other than your website? We'll put all those links in the show notes, but anything else you want for people before we get out of here?
Yeah. I mean, we're everywhere. You can find us on Facebook. I mean, we're, you know, part of the Contractor Fight Group. You know, we got, you know, also our own Job Tread software landing page in there. But yeah, I mean, our website's probably a really good resource. I mean, we got all sorts of videos, you know, content up there. You know, you can schedule a live training or a live demo at any point. You know, that'll kind of get you connected with someone on our team. We'll, you know, again, we'll take the time to walk you through. We want to make sure it's a good fit for you. We want to make sure that you're, you know, committed and wanting to get going. You know, you can also just sign up directly if you'd rather skip the sales team and just jump right into a training with one of our customer success people. But, you know, whatever it is, we're committed to providing the best service that we can to help each and every contractor grow their business and be as successful as possible. Because that's how we all win, is by making sure that we help those around us also win too. So
good stuff.
Appreciate
it. Good stuff. Well, I appreciate you being here and being part of the fight. Can't wait to see you in September, man. And
yeah,
keep kicking ass. I know where you're going, and it's a pretty good destination, man. You got a lot of good things going on. You're helping a ton of people. I think you're similar to the fight, to be honest with you, in the sense of pretty much everyone that you help that is willing to put in a little bit of work ends up winning big time on the other end. And the biggest factor is we just got to get more people knowing who you are, you know. And I believe it is with the fight too. Like you know, not that every business doesn't have things that we need to do better or whatever it is, but like I tell my team all the time, you know, we're the number one thing holding us back is eyeballs. And I think it's the same for you. Cause every contractor I've ever referred to you guys or seen you at an event with, and it comes up on the screen and you do a demo, they're like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
So.
No. And I mean, it's same goes for you, man, for what you're doing to help contractors by continuing to put out, you know, great content, messaging, helping them learn, you know, all the coaching that you guys do. I mean, it's invaluable. And, you know, we every single time someone signs up from the Contractor Fight, we get super excited because we know that they've already got their mind right. They've been, you know, kind of focused on wanting to improve themselves and their business. And so, you know, those are our favorite customers as well. You know, we have the highest, you know, retention rate with them. And it's, you know, so it's really neat to have awesome partners like you, Tom, and the Contractor Fight. You know, I think we really complement each other really well. And we're excited to keep kind of seeing where our, you know, where our partnership together can go and how we can keep helping contractors win, you know, all around the world. So
awesome, man. I appreciate that. Likewise. So, all right. Enough of the love fest, man. Let's get back to work. So,
all right, man. Good seeing you.
Everybody check out Eric and what he's got going over there at Job Tread. Come say hi to him at Mile High. He'll be there for the duration. And if you're not going to join us at Mile High, seriously, just get your ass on their website, book a demo. If you don't have something kicking ass for you like this, it's a great tool that'll make you some money. And with that, give us a rating, give us a review, and share this with another contractor. And we will see you guys next time.
All right. See you. Thanks, Tom.